way you talk. I hate the word you use. I hate the way you think.
Welcome to the Antisocial Isolation Podcast.
Scatman Crothers over here joining us for the jump in here. That's great. Thanks.
Hey, man, going with the groove.
You were jazzing.
I was jazzing. That's right. If anybody doesn't know, that's a shout out to, is it called Soul?
It is called Soul.
That's a Disney movie, right?
Yeah.
That we watch, yes. Because we're grown-ups, but we still choose to watch Disney movies. Because they're pleasant
Pixar.
And uplifting.
Yeah, that was a good movie, though.
It was really good. Better. It was different. If anyone is looking for something to watch, give it a shot.
Why is it different? Because it features a man of color? Is that where you're going?
No, it's just when I didn't know anything about the movie besides the title, and it just wasn't what I had anticipated it to be.
No, it was a good movie.
So, yeah. It was pretty
cool. I approve. Stop snapping your fingers at the dog. Shows up on audio, fool.
Okay. I'm grooving.
You're grooving.
I'm jazzing.
You're still in that scat mode. You know. So anyway, what's been going on? How's it going? Good?
It's going all right.
Yeah?
Yeah. You know.
Good. Kind of a sad week. The Bills.
Oh, yeah, I've already
moved
on.
We have to talk about it briefly here.
Okay, just briefly, because, you know, we don't want to bring down, you know, the whole world with this.
No, it was sad, especially when they, you know, Josh Allen just throwing the entire team on his back and willing two touchdowns in the fourth quarter, all for the defense to give up 75 yards or whatever the hell it was in 13 seconds. Unbelievable. Very disappointing.
It was sad.
It was. It's sad that they lost. It's sad that nobody really showed up except him. Well, Emmanuel Sanders, who caught like four touchdowns, but.
Yeah. Was it Emmanuel? No, it was Davies.
There's not a Davies. Wasn't it Emmanuel Sanders?
It wasn't.
Somebody caught those passes.
Davies.
There's no Davies, but.
Well, go ahead and Google. Go ahead.
There's no Davies.
It wasn't Emmanuel Sanders.
Really?
Yep.
Are you sure?
How quickly can your thumbs move?
Oh, they're moving. They're moving and grooving.
Moving and grooving. They're jazzing.
They're jazzing as well, yeah. So, receiving yards. Let's see. We're going to find out. Emmanuel Sanders.
Get out of here.
Two touchdowns. Yeah, he didn't have four. I don't know why I thought he had all four. But Dawson Knox had one too, right?
Yeah. He definitely had one.
Yeah.
Okay.
You done now?
No, not really, I guess. I don't know. I'm just a crazy
And for the
person,
record, there's
apparently.
No Davies on the team.
I must be a crazy... Am I getting confused?
There's a Gabriel Davis.
Maybe that's what I'm thinking
Maybe.
Of, Davis. That's probably who I'm thinking.
That Davies guy.
You
had
know,
a hell of
I'm
a game.
Old.
That Davies guy had a hell of a game.
Listen, man, I'm old. My brain doesn't work right anymore.
Dude.
I might have to start taking Prevagen.
Yeah.
You established that today.
Yeah, in fact, I ordered you some while you were out this evening.
Thank you. Much appreciated.
I forgot. But you want to explain the most recent incident that just happened this very eve?
Sure. Just an example of my insanity. So I'm generally a pretty busy person. I got a lot of things going on. I'm juggling a whole lot. So today, you know, I was right after work. I was kind of booking around. I wanted to get a swim in. So, you know, get everything together, start my car, a little warm up. You know, got my bag. I got my me try my towel in there, you know, all my stuff so I can shower after I swim. Get my coat on. You know, hop in the car, drive all the way down to the Y, get in the locker room, put my bag down, you know, grab a locker, put my coat in there. Stop and pause for a moment and realize I didn't bring my swimsuit.
Yeah. And they frown upon nude swimming there, I found out the hard way. But nevertheless, yes, you packed everything you could possibly need.
Got all the way there.
For pre and post swim.
Yes. Except a swimsuit.
Yes.
So.
Brilliant.
It was a good thing that I had worn running shoes and not boots, because then I was at least able to say, well, I guess I'm lifting weights today instead.
Yeah. You're able to
so I went upstairs and did some weight training instead.
Nice. Congratulations.
Yeah. But so yeah, that is my story of losing my mind. Terrible. And may need some Prevagen.
May. may need Prevagen. No, you do. So yeah, this is we've had to shovel recently because of the stupid snow. But I saw something. This is actually so far the seventh snowiest January on record.
Buffalo, I heard that.
With like 52 inches of snow, and it could move up to fifth conceivably because we're getting snow.
I believe
tonight.
The Hammer said that this morning.
Oh, did
he? Yeah. He said that, it could move it up to the fifth by the end of the month.
Yeah, that's crazy. I didn't realize we've gotten that much snow cumulatively.
Yeah, I guess we kind of have.
And you know, next week, too, it's supposed to get into like the 40s on like Tuesday and Wednesday.
Yep.
That sucks.
It's a January thaw, right?
Already?
It's the January thaw.
Oh, January's ending. Shit, that's right. Good God, where's this year going?
It'll probably be like one of the couple of last days of January by then.
Yeah, these are the last days of January.
I know. I thought that today when I was doing some stuff for work, and I looked at the camera like, wow, this is crazy. Like, I don't know where January went.
Yeah, it's nuts. But real quick, back to the Bills thing. I forgot to mention this. So, one, Kansas City fans, not that any of you are listening, I'll say thank you, but I think it's lame what you're doing. So in case you hadn't heard, much like Bills Mafia does when something happens, maybe to an opposing team's player, happened with Lamar Jackson when he got hurt in that playoff game, but tons of people started donating to his charity. When Josh Allen's grandmother passed away, a lot of people, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So Bills Mafia is known for doing this. After the Kansas City win, a lot of donations started pouring into the Patricia Allen Foundation, which is the one for Josh Allen's grandmother at Children's Hospital. I think Children's or Roswell.
At Oshai Children's Hospital.
$13 donations, a lot of them. And that represents the 13 seconds that drive took to get the game to overtime.
Mm-hmm.
Very nice gesture. I think, I saw something earlier today, I think it's over like $160,000 that people have donated, which is awesome.
Yeah, I think it was initially like a challenge, or someone from the Bills Mafia, somebody like that, put the challenge out there for them to do that.
Then I like it even less. I think that's a wicked troll. And it's like rubbing in that 13-second thing. That $13 amount is a giant troll job to me. Like, they're like, it only took 13 seconds for us to do that. And they should stop stealing ideas from Bills Mafia. Come up with something original, Kansas City Chiefs fans. Kansas City.
Oh, my God.
Jesus.
Why was I thinking it was something else?
I don't know. I never know what you're thinking. Neither do
gotcha.
You sometimes.
Because I didn't think it was 13 that they were doing. I thought they were doing 17 for his number, and some of them were doing it, Patrick Mahomes' number.
Oh, 13 was the thing.
It's
supposed to represent that 13-second drive, which is shit. Pure shit.
I see. I think you're kind of negative, going to be honest.
I am a little bit.
Why? They're doing a good thing.
I thought of something earlier today, too. I don't have this written down, but it popped into my head. You said something, and I responded with, like, shut the front door, just being silly. I'm like, what's a different thing you can use for shut the front door? And still not say, you know, shut the fuck up. And I thought of full cup, which is a good one, because if you say it, it sounds like you're saying shut the fuck up with an Irish accent.
Okay, but that doesn't make any sense.
I know it doesn't, but they're words. It's shut the fuck up. Doesn't it sound like you're saying shut the fuck up in Irish?
Well, accent? Because you're saying it that way.
Shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up.
Shut the full cup.
Shut the full cup.
Okay, when I say it, it doesn't sound Irish.
It's definitely
shut
Irish.
Shut the full cup.
It's
the way you're saying it.
Shut the full cup. In my defense, that's why I say turn the phone down.
It is.
It's not.
I don't know why.
The audio is not down for media stuff.
Zip it.
Anywho. In my defense, I've started a new job, and I work with a lot of people from Ireland, Scotland, and Great Britain. Okay. And I'm starting to just get immersed in those accents, and it's wonderful. They're awesome accents. So maybe this will also help me master those accents. That's my hope. I think it's going to be one of my personal goals for this job.
Good luck. And I hope you have other goals for this job because I'd like you to stay employed.
Well, that's going to be like a goal, not the goal.
Gotcha.
I don't know where it would rank.
Is that your personal goal as opposed to your professional goals?
I think it should be both. I think that there's great value in being able to fully understand and pick up on the accents and dialect of folks from other countries. Because when you get learning some of like the euphemisms and some of their sayings and that stuff like that, it'll be great.
It sounds like you're mocking them, though.
Like $13 donation?
Especially if, you know, you happen to fall into it by accident during your call. It's going
to
be frowned upon a
what
little bit.
What we want to do here is put this... my bad. Sorry, guys. I'll see myself out.
Yeah, not a good idea.
Couldn't click that leave button on a Teams meeting fast enough. Let me tell you. So, also, my drama and saga continues with getting Static Shock all the time.
Yeah, has
it? Not as much, but it's still happening.
Yeah?
And it's kind of alarming. I still have that crazy PTSD when I hit a lot of things with my elbows now first or something, or like the back of my hand. The fridge gets me a lot. The dishwasher gets me sometimes. Is that weird?
You mean like when you're putting dishes in?
When I open it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hmm. It's strange. It's bizarre. But, you know, you had said it might be something like my
I tried to freak you out.
Electrocardio system or some shit like that. And I'm like, wow. I said, Jesus Christ. So I WebMD'd it.
Shut up. Did you really?
Yeah, just to be silly, just because we joked about it then when you said that. And there's nothing that comes up.
No, there's not.
Would have been hilarious if it was some bizarre ailment. I'm like, shit, this all sounds exactly like what's been happening to me.
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
you're so one of the people that should never go to WebMD.
I didn't do that seriously, though.
No, but...
But I have in the past, and yeah, you're right. I should block that site from my phone.
Like on Drake and Josh, what's wrong with mybody.com? I've got it bookmarked.
I have it bookmarked. yeah. So, good news is that's not a symptom of any sort of ailment or illness or anything.
No, you've got lots of other ailments and symptoms, but we won't get into all those right now.
I sure do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we are still training. Update on that.
We are.
This is a pretty heavy week. We've got in some runs. You missed a run.
Stop. We need to register for that race if we're going to do it. Continue.
Yeah, we do. It's true, we do. But I feel like it's not quite close enough yet. I feel like there's still a lot of time for us to like fall off the wagon because what if, like, I don't know. It turns out that there's a cold snap and it's going to literally be like below zero that day. We may decide to say, you know what? No, we ain't doing it. Or maybe there's a snowstorm. I don't know. We'll have to see.
All right, fine.
So, yes, we do still need to, but...
yes.
Yeah, it's been cold and it's been
rough. About the snow. So
yes.
We had our run on Sunday, which was our long run for the week.
Mm-hmm. 8 miles.
8 miles.
In the snow.
In the slush on the shoulders of the road. I mean, it was...
Yeah.
It was not good running conditions, especially for a longer run like that.
Yeah. A lot of it was kind of like if you ever walk on a sandy beach in the loose, dry sand, and it moves under your feet, that's kind of what it was like trying to run
on.
And
then pretend that sand is slippery in some spots, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was not fun. I didn't enjoy that run at all.
I didn't mind it. It was all right. I enjoyed the challenge.
Yeah. You were annoying the shit out of me. I told you that.
Why was I annoying?
When we run, for anybody who's never seen us run, which is hopefully everyone, because that'd be kind of creepy. Generally, our long runs, we go together, and you'll be in front of me on the shoulder of the road, because I think you're smaller, and we want people to see you first.
Right.
And so that's fine. You know, my whole run, I'm looking ahead, or wherever I'm looking, and you're seeing like your feet or you and then everything else. But you were doing your... So I was having, like I said, I wasn't enjoying the run, which puts me in a shitty mindset as it was. And then you are doing what you've termed rancing, which I don't know if we've ever talked about on here, but that is your run dancing.
Yes, it's
and it involves silly hand movements
while I run,
often pointing, you know, kind of disco dancing without the feet doing the disco dance, just the upper body.
Sometimes.
And
if LL Cool J comes on, man, forget it.
Yeah, well, everybody's like that, sure.
Yeah.
But it was bugging the shit out of me when I'd look up and I'd see you with your stupid arms fucking dancing around like you're enjoying this. I'm like, this is the worst fucking run I've been on in a long time.
I had my jams on, man.
Oh my god! And you're playing what? Make salt in the wound. You're playing the playlist that I created on Amazon.
It's my jams.
It's a great playlist.
Yeah, and I just happen to have some really good songs that came in.
They're all really good songs.
Not all of them. There are some on there that don't belong.
There's some stinkers.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Oh well, we need to talk about that. I would consider updating it.
So no, I mean. But being that it was a long run, we go a little bit slower, so it's easier for me to rant.
Yeah.
Get my groove on, man.
I thought about pushing you in front of a car a few times, I'll be honest.
That would not have been nice. You know what? I think you just need to change your mindset and the way you think of things. You should have found inspiration in that.
Why would that be inspiring?
Because I am in the same crappy conditions you were, but not I was mentally. Finding a way to embrace it.
That's great. I think I told you. I think I know what it was. Like, the longer runs, I've been listening to... either like a long podcast or a book. And this time I went with music and it didn't help distract me. Like if I'm listening to something like a good podcast or whatever, I'll focus more on that.
Yeah. You need to find something.
It helps me just like not think about how shitty
it was. I
was
thinking about my music.
I tried, man. I tried. Geddy Lee and Rush did not come through for me this time as they have many times in my life, but this wasn't one of them.
Hon, what? It might be time.
To what?
You might need to move on from Rush just
a
little bit.
Oh, no.
The time has come.
No, I want Rush songs played at my funeral.
Good thing you won't be here.
I'll be
you
watching.
Won't get to make that decision.
I'm going
to
haunt your ass if you don't do it. I get to pick the playlist for that, too.
You know what just happened? Talking about cold running.
What?
Recently, I believe it was just last weekend, is the world's coldest marathon. It's held in the coldest town on Earth.
What is the coldest town on Earth? People are wondering. Not me. I know.
Do you?
No.
Well, then why would you say you know if you don't?
Well, just for funsies.
I believe it's pronounced Yakutia, Y-A-K-U-T-I-A. It's one of the northernmost republics of Russia.
Oh, okay.
And it had a total of 65 participants from around the globe. So, you know, it's the usual.
How cold
kind
is
of-
it?
How old?
No, how cold is it?
Well, I'm looking here. I'm flipping through a little bit, so.
This is more great prep work here.
I know, right? I'm
bad flipping
at
through
this.
To find the answer to the only question that
minus
people are going to ask.
-58 degrees Fahrenheit.
-58 is cold.
Yeah, you think?
I do think.
And it's considered the coldest inhabited place on Earth.
So is that like Siberia type thing or what? Or is it even further north than that? I wonder. I don't know.
You know what? I don't know. I didn't look at the map per se, but those are some hardy people, man.
Yeah, that's insane.
I can't imagine.
They gave you vodka at the aid stations.
Right? Ooh. Something.
It'll pick me up.
So.
Yeah, I would never want to do that. I went out. I tried to run right the one morning when it was really cold. And maybe we talked about this, but. Like, when it's this cold, like, there's been a couple of mornings where it's, like, 9 degrees feels like, you know, zero or -3. And I went out for a run, and I bailed and just did a mile and came back because within, like, a half mile, my feet and my hands were, like, in pain.
Yeah.
And we've discussed this, but I've had, you know, infections in my toes from frostbite a couple of times from that. So I just called it. I bailed. I made bail. There's a bailiff. Bail bonds. Barry bonds. Barry White.
White Christmas.
Ooh, you're doing it. Christmas carols.
Carol Ann.
And Frank.
Frank and Beans.
Beans. Ooh. Brandon Beans? Nope, I'm not doing it right. Mm-mm. I blew it.
You're
won.
Done.
This round goes to you. You've won the battle, but not the war.
I will not win that war.
Beans. How did Beans stump me? That's a good one.
Oh, boy. I don't know. You're just not that good, I guess.
I was going to say Benito, but that would be kind of cheating.
No, it's like the same word.
Oh.
Well, I mean, it's like...
Then I should have said that.
No. No, I mean, it's only one word. You need two words.
I see. That's how you're making up rules to my game now.
Well, someone's got it, right?
See, I could have said Benito, and you could have said, like, toe jam. That would have worked. Take the last syllable?
No.
Maybe we take last syllables.
Just no.
Okay. I tried. Super duper excited.
What's got y'all jazzed now?
You're using the word jazz a lot.
Why not?
No, you know this because I was geeking about it just yesterday morning. But Nate Bargatze, one of my favorite comics, announced a lot of additional cities for his tour. And Buffalo happened to make the list. And the pre-sale went on yesterday, and I couldn't help myself.
What?
We're going. We're going, baby. Got like fucking seats like five rows back in the center, maybe six.
How do you know I don't already have plans that day?
Then I'll take somebody else. I'm going. I might even just take up two seats myself and just stretch out. But this is awesome because in a few weeks, right? Yeah, 3.5 weeks or so, we get to see Tom Segura again.
You're going to have to get, he's coming out with a book.
Who is my favorite comic overall. Like I would pick him in case you were wondering. Then we see Nate Bargatze in April. And then in what, August, get to see Billy Burr. This is like my three favorite comics all in 1 year live. This is amazing. It's a hell of a year.
Yeah, not bad.
And we get to go to Bison's games too, hopefully this year, because we have those tickets waiting from 2 years ago.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm super excited about that. I mean, there's so many comedy tours and comics coming through Buffalo recently, because we saw Mark Norman not too long ago, and Joe List is going to be at Helium soon. I'd like to go see him maybe. We'll see. I wanted to go see Sam Tripoli there last weekend, but it just wasn't
I don't know who that is. It doesn't matter. You don't need to
I'm
explain.
Not going to, but it's going to be a good year for comedy for the Novaks.
All right.
Yeah. Yeah. Speaking of comedy, I'm happy to announce. No, it's... have you seen the latest Rogan hubbub? Actually, there's...
Oh, is this the one with...
There's hubbub
what's his name?
On top of this hubbub already, but...
Oh, there's Double Bub?
Double Bubble. Yeah.
Whoa, Double Bub.
Little DB. No, the one you're talking about, I think, is
the
what I was going to talk
guy.
About. Is Neil
what's
Young.
His name? Neil Young, right. Yeah.
Neil Young came out and said, you know, if, Spotify can have either Rogan or Young. And he was pissed because there were, you know, Rogan was allegedly talking about false information about vaccines.
So Spotify started taking down his music.
Spotify, yeah, they just said, all right, sorry, man, if you decide to come back, we'll have you. They're like, do you think they're going to look at some creepy old dude whose music probably doesn't get a lot of plays on there?
Right.
Versus the guy that gets 11 million downloads every time he goes on and talks for a couple of hours? That's where the money is.
Yeah.
You think Spotify's going to cave to some creepy old dude?
No, he probably didn't think they would. I mean, at his age, he doesn't care.
Everybody's
like,
trying to
cancel
Rogan.
What's he getting from Spotify? Nothing.
Rogan,
he's like, whatever.
Yeah, it's funny, but, you know... he also had Jordan Peterson on, who your brother Paul should listen to if he hasn't. He might have, because he's a big Jordan Peterson fan.
Mm-hmm.
He had Jordan Peterson on the podcast this week, and they talked for like 4 hours. I haven't even gotten through the whole thing. But already there's stuff, you know, sound bites from that people are going crazy over. And this world is so dumb. Even if what Rogan was saying was false about, you know, misinformation on vaccines, he's just having conversations with people. Like, and he's a guy that will change his mind, will ask a lot of questions. Like, he's a very good interviewer, and he doesn't go in, there's no agenda. If somebody says something that he doesn't agree with, he'll say it. If somebody says something that he didn't know about or is new information to him, he'll consider information, he'll change his mind. People, all these people criticizing him are making him think like he's some, like, fucking official, like, you know, commentator or something like that, or a news person. He's not. He's just a dumb guy that's recording conversations with other people.
Yeah, it's just a podcast. If you don't like,
it's back
listen
and forth,
to him.
Right? But if they happen to say something that's not right, that doesn't mean they got to stop doing what they're doing.
No, but in this day and age, it's okay if the news.
Oh my God!
Does that? And the news, and I think there's a certain assumption that.
Air quotes news.
If you are turning on a news program, that what you are seeing and hearing is true, right? And factual.
If you believe
and
it to
I
be
don't
true.
Think that, and our current state here that that always happens.
No, it does not. Both. Every news organization has an agenda.
So I think there's a bigger issue there than it is with somebody like Rogan just talking.
Yeah, it's crazy. But I find that so silly. They keep trying to cancel that guy or do shit, and nobody does anything. I just saw something that actress Evangeline Lilly, is that her name? Evangeline Lilly was apparently at that anti-vaccine mandate protest in Washington, D.C. this weekend.
Okay.
So now they're going to be up in arms about her.
And who is she? I've never even heard of her.
She was in the Hobbit movie. She's been in a lot of stuff. She was in...
That's why. She's one of those.
You know who she is? I think she's Wasp, in Ant-Man and Wasp. But anyway, that's just going to be...
Again, still more in the movies I don't watch.
All she did was go to a fucking rally. Who cares?
Right.
What she wants to do in her free time.
She is just an American citizen that decided to, go to a rally. Yep.
Yeah. And she was on Lost as well, apparently, but I've never watched that.
Again, another show I've never watched.
Oh, my God. Unbelievable. It's crazy.
No, but you've kind of moved on a little bit in the past couple of weeks.
For what?
Your regular television watching has now come to include Marvel movies all the time.
I've seen
Doctor Strange a crap load lately.
You've seen the character Doctor Strange, not the movie.
Yeah. Well, I don't know what movie it is. I just know that that's the character and he's on our television.
Yes.
For like 4 or 5 hours every
day.
Dude,
I am such a freaking late arrival to the Marvel stuff. It's so good. It is so good. Oh my God.
So. I've watched a couple.
I can watch freaking Endgame every single day.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's such a good movie.
Is that the one where Thor gets really fat?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Or did that happen in... I can't remember. Anyway, it's that. Those two movies kind of are just connected to each other.
Gotcha.
But yeah, it's so good.
Okay.
So good. Anyway, I do watch a lot of those when they're on.
Make no mistake, people. John Wick, it's always on too.
Trumps everything. John Wick will trump everything. On TV, speaking of that too, I was watching TV last night and yelled out something and you're like, what? Because Amy Schneider, that lady that was on Jeopardy,
who'd been there
for like 40 days and won $1.4 million, she finally lost.
Yep.
She finally lost. It's a good run though. It's like one of the best ever in the show. Ken Jennings and somebody
else. But she wasn't close to Ken Jennings. No,
he was like 73 games or something ridiculous. Yeah. But it's really funny. So Amy Schneider is a transgender woman. And, right. But there was a headline I saw, and it's hilarious. It says, Amy Schneider's Jeopardy run ends with loss to queer librarian. The dude that won is apparently a queer who is a librarian for... You know, his job. But that's hilarious. Run ends with a loss to queer librarian.
I want to know where was that headline?
The Advocate.
I don't know what that is.
I don't know either, but that's where it was. I just saw the quote somewhere and I looked at it. I'm like, oh, hey, that's funny. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Weird.
I know. I know.
All of these, I don't know. Like, I don't know what the Advocate is. I don't know, you know. There's so many different... I want to call them news sources, but sources of information out there and organizations, web pages that put out these articles that are just, they're all so weird.
I see. The Advocate, I believe, is actually a, I don't want to say LGBTQ site. So that makes it
well.
Okay.
Apparently, they are more. That whole headline is just weird. Why would they point out the Q and not the T?
I don't know. You mind your Q's and T's?
Yeah, I can't.
T's and Q's.
It's a good thing that I work from home. I'd probably get in trouble if I was around people all day.
Yeah,
I can't watch my T's and Q's.
God, it's funny. China was up to some fuckery. You know, there was like censoring and shit and all that kind of crap. And there's been other things, like even Doctor Strange, ironically, I guess in the actual like comics, the ancient one, who's that monk, whatever you want to call it, that kind of trains Doctor Strange.
Oh, yeah.
That character is actually a Taiwanese man, I believe it is.
Okay.
And is it right? And China is claiming Taiwan, right? Like it's going to go some whatever that that's. China doesn't whatever recognize Taiwan as a country. I think it's theirs or whatever. I don't know what the whole dynamic is. I don't care. But that movie changed it from that Taiwanese person to a female.
It is.
Not
Taiwan. Bald female.
Right.
Yes, because she's a monk.
And that was from worries or pressure from China that they wouldn't get the box office sales and everything from China. Because China's movie market is huge. And so Marvel would have lost out, I don't know, on $200 million. Who knows what it was. But they were pressured to do that. But so the movie Fight Club has never been released in China. And it finally has. And do you know how the ending goes on that? Where he watches, they're blowing up like every building in the city, and he's just watching from like one of the buildings and just seeing the whole city kind of blow up around him.
Yes.
That's not how it ends in China. Before it gets to that scene, there's just messaging on the screen, and it's the ending of the movie, or the new ending, I should say, but it's just, like I said, messaging, you know, words. It says, through the clue provided by Tyler, the police rapidly figured out the whole plan and arrested all criminals, successfully preventing the bomb from exploding. After the trial, Tyler was sent to a lunatic asylum, receiving psychological treatment. He was discharged from the hospital in 2012. The end.
They didn't even bother like recording an alternate end. They just rewrote it to say,
if you're going to do this shit, you're going to get in trouble, you're going to get captured, and you're going to end up in an asylum, is basically the messaging. Isn't that hilarious?
That's just weird.
Oh man. They got control over their people like that. They want to, you know, prevent dissent. So they want anybody getting any ideas.
I see.
So that movie, everybody got caught.
Everybody got caught.
Yeah, it's hilarious. Right. It's so funny.
It's a weird, weird, strange world, man.
Well, oh yeah.
Super weird.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, well, if you say so.
You're weird, too.
No, it's weird? Doodly 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 doodly
doodly doodly doodly. True. Facebook Marketplace post of the day. Doodly doodly doodly
doodly. What have you got for us today besides a terrible jingle again? Oh, God. Dog fart.
Yeah.
Ooh.
That is not what I have. No. What I have for you today.
That was a good one if you did.
Today's Facebook Marketplace post. Now, the race that we spoke of earlier that we're doing is called the OGG, the Old Girdled Grit. So, keeping in line with that, we're looking at a vintage old-fashioned girdle.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, this thing looks like something, I don't know, maybe something my mother would have wore 40 or 50 years ago.
Oh, yeah, look at that.
But for $5, it looks like it's about that old. It can be yours. It's just an old girdle.
Nice.
Yeah.
I could use something to slim my figure down.
Yeah, for $5, it's yours.
Can you send a message saying I'm interested, please?
It ships for $6, so you're going to have to...
Not local?
No, I guess not.
God damn it.
But it says it's used like new. I don't know if it looks new in the picture.
No, especially if it's that old.
But it says it's a size 0, small, for 24-inch waist and a 27-inch hips.
That thing's been holding in some guns, let me tell you.
Well, I'm thinking are that small, why are you buying a girdle?
That is small, never mind.
Yeah.
I don't know. It was fashionable back in the day, right? To have a really small waist. Like in the 50s.
Yeah, but this is like a girl. Girl's not really going to hold in your waist necessarily.
No,
this is holding in like
completely.
Your gut.
There you go.
And then you're like your butt and your top of your thighs, I guess.
Butt, gut, and thighs.
But if you got a 24-inch waist...
That doesn't seem too big.
No. That just seems really weird. Maybe that's why it's in such good shape, yeah, because right. of
the Turns out I look great without it, so...
Yeah. Yeah.
That's funny.
No, you're thinking of a corset.
Yeah,
that does the waist.
Cane corset. Oh, my goodness, yeah. So that's that.
I guess so.
What's on the agenda for this weekend? We have to run 10 miles, I believe, right?
At some point, yes.
That's very, very not cool.
We have a visitor this weekend arriving this evening.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Been on the podcast. He has twice.
Yeah. Brother Paul will be making a return to our humble abode for a weekend. I told him to bring his warmest of clothing.
Yeah, no kidding. Think we can talk him into running?
He would probably run with us, but he's not going 10 miles.
No, I know that. But, I mean, just in this cold, he probably wouldn't be used to that either, really.
No, but he would still do it.
All right.
You know, he's one of us.
He's not.
What do you mean?
He's one of you.
I bet my ranting wouldn't bother him.
Oh, it will if he sees it. He will be bothered forever. It's, ugh. Ugh. I hate that. I hate that so much.
I don't know why. That's weird. Why does my joy annoy you so much?
It just does, I guess. I don't know.
I think that says more about you than me.
You know what says more about me? We're done with this podcast. And I made that decision.
Only because you got your hand on the mouse.
Oh, my mouse hand is itchy. When's it going to end? When's it going to end?
Okay, now you're just getting weird.
Have a wonderful week. I'll see you next week.
Yes, you will.
Okay.
If you're lucky.
I know.
Mm-hmm.
I love you.